Katiri vetlo ni yungyat, ganyo ge haga ni kaya doda, jota na de wagyan sila yaga. Wat kwenu walado, sungwa yodiso, agwego na hoda yeskwawi. Jina hoda suwa, yeskilundaje, ne I yungwali huage, ne ndewa yundage, adatkali datsila, Nungo yelonda, dahnoskono, onde wano danyaheke. Gigo ungwe jinu dewa nagele onhondo dawe. Unwa hetko hanene, wanega danu owela. Gonto yehonjade. Ne galihuni onde wado nigunala. Ne yehtitni staha ohonjade. My name is Katiri Whitla. I am from the Mohawk Nation and I am 9 years old. We give thanks to our Creator for all the wonderful things He put on earth for us. We ask our Creator to give respectful minds to care for Mother Earth so we may live in harmony with nature. Do the people of this country know that my future is going to be very, very bad? If all of the air, water, and earth is polluted and destroyed, please, everybody, help Mother Earth.
Take back our radio, and this is what I miss the most, is being able to bring the voices of our people, the First Nations people, to the audiences that don't normally get to hear the voices of the children. And they remind us once again of what is so important now. And that's what I miss most about Honor the Earth, I think, is being able to bring the news about what's going on, not just with the people, but also on the land. And I think that's what why so many programmers actually were locked out of CKLN was because our voices were becoming very strong, we were becoming very united, and we were coming together on issues as important as the environment, as important as the children. Thank you very much for tuning in this evening. My name is Audrey Redman, and I was doing a program at CKLN for 7 years, 30 minutes, and 1 year I had 1 hour called Honor the Earth. And I'm pleased this evening to bring you some news also from other Indigenous women. I've been with a group called Pachamama now for a couple years, and I get together with two women in particular. I'd like to tell you about Cecilia Paiva. Cecilia Paiva is a woman from Peru, and she is an activist. And this woman goes out in all kinds of weather in demonstrations to let people know how important it is to respect the earth and that we can make changes. And in the coldest winter, this woman, Cecilia and Mabel and a group of people stood out in the coldest day of the year, and they were remembering residential school survivors who had been who had died in residential schools. No one would ever know about them, and they sang a song out in that bitter, bitter cold. I'd like to honor Cecilia Paiva tonight as a woman who is an activist, who is a woman who holds on to her traditions because she believes that the traditions that connect us to Mother Earth is really what are going to sustain us in the end, because we know that the big, mighty dollar machine is collapsing like a house of cards and everyone is becoming afraid. Well, in this country, across Canada, First Nations people have our masters. We have our masters in poverty. We've been able to live on less than most Canadians ever will. And yet we've been able to survive. And I think, once again, Canadians are going to have to look to First Nations to figure out how we did it. Because as you'll see many Native people across the cities, across Canada, who are sitting on the streets, you talk to those men who are homeless, those First Nations men, and they'll tell you a joke. So we do have a lot left in our culture that's preserved us, and that is our honor. That is our commitment to the truth. That is our commitment to nature. That is our commitment to having good minds and good hearts, because that is what is going to sustain us in the end. It's not going to be the almighty dollar, and your plastic cards are going to be not worth anything. So I'd like to welcome Cecilia Paiva, because Cecilia has been fighting cancer for the last few years. She's a warrior, and this woman, sick, not sick, tired, not tired, she will be out on the front lines because she stands for justice. So I'd like to welcome Cecilia Paiva.
Thank you. Thank you, Audrey. Congratulations, people. Take the ride, the radio. This is wonderful meeting. Thank you, Audrey. I think so, this, for International Women's Day, is very important, because every women, especially women, indigenous women, live in colonialism since 1492 years ago. And this day is very important, take a more forces for every day celebrating 8th March, because the war the women's is very important for the communities, for the war. And I am very emotional because as my brothers and sisters, we kill it at Sacred Mother with a diversity chaps and rhythms. We look around on the sow animals, the plants, the tea hill, the birds, the oceans. The people forgot the oceans, every river, every tree is brother and sister. And forgot the leaf in harmony with Mother Earth. And it's very important this 8 March to remember the Mother Earth. She suffered in this moment. She suffered in this moment, and nothing don't have treatment for she. And now the Mother Earth, she need your counselor, your appointment for she. I'm sorry, my English no is good, but I am very exciting this meeting, because you are people, excellent people, again colonialism, again neoliberalism, again globalization. You are people of the resisting people. This is very important. Together, working for other world is better for all.
Thank you very much, Cecilia Paiva. She's from Peru, and she's a Quechua woman. We are women who bring the women from the south together with the women of the north. And as women, it's amazing. This, what we're having today, is, I think, because of what women do. And I want to thank takebackourradio.blogspot.com. You can go there and check it out, because these women worked very hard. This past 16 months, I got very, very ill and was pretty well taken out of the whole scene. And I had my whole body collapsed. So we are going through environmental illnesses right now. I developed a latex allergy, which gets into the blood. And the only way it can come out is through your skin. So my system is very sensitive. So if I can get this, so can anybody else. So we are coming into an environmental time when we're going to have to consider what's going on. The music that you're listening to right now is by Danny Beaton. He is an environmentalist. He's from the Mohawk Nation. If you have a chance, please go to Danny Beaton's spot right now. He is putting up a petition so that the water in Georgian Bay, they want to take off something like 300 and some trillion liters of water from the top of the water cover so that they get it ready for a garbage dump. And this is the cleanest water that we probably could have in Canada. Well, I just want to also play something for you. I want to get back to some music because I have another guest with me so that we can talk a little bit more about women's issues. And Mabel Ernest is also a woman from Ecuador. Tonight, we couldn't have a woman that I would like to have here with us. And that woman is Faith Nolan. Of course, Faith Nolan right now, she's probably on her way back from a prison. She goes to the prisons and organizes women's sings for them, singing circles. So that's where she is right now. This is her CD, and I'd like to play a song from her CD. She's got a number of them. This is Faith Nolan Live with Mary Watkins, and this song is Nobody Stop Me, and this really reminds me of what Faith is. Nobody stops her. She just keeps on going.
Thank you. I'm not gonna let nobody stop me from doing what's right. I'm not gonna let nobody stop me from doing what's right. I'm not gonna let mother or my father or any sisters or my brother. I'm not gonna let nobody stop me.
Well, we can't play too much more music because we did have a late start this evening, so but I wanted to bring attention to the women who are activists, and there are many activists in this room right now, the women who have been at CKLN and who no longer are there. And when I walked out of that station, I had said to Norm Otis Richmond, who of course is a supporter of women, a long-time supporter of women's programming, I said to him that we're going to take the heart right out of there with us. And I think that's what we've done. So I'd like to introduce to you Mabel Ernest. Mabel Ernest is a Quechua from Ecuador, and we don't have too much time, so we're probably not going to be able to hear all of the poem that she has for us this evening because we got to move right along to other programs that are coming up. Mabel, what have you got to share with us? Maybe you can tell us why you wrote that poem, first of all.
This poem embraced all the time when we got through many struggles. And one of the struggles is to listen and also to be listened. This poem called Confessions. You ask me how I feel, I remain silent. Without warning, I feel ill. And without luck, I hunger in this penitence, or no knowing what's going wrong with me. There is a saddening in my expression and pain in my heart. Your reproaches, and I'm trying to get away from you. I hear you shout in that arrogant demand tone, and I still could tell you what is going wrong. I have lost my sense of self. I have vanished. I have dissolved. I have shrunken. I have disintegrated, broken into a thousand of molecules that I have made me invisible. I didn't know that. People pass by me, ignoring me. Should I wear a heel? Should I pull a listed? Should I be a dummy that walks to have a no clothes? Should I be white? Should I be black? Should I be lesbian or heterosexual recognized by others? Should I be employed or instead volunteer? Should I have class or start to dreaming? Should I walk beware the others or just walk by? Should I be rich to stop being poor? Should I be bad to start being good? Should I change so that I can assimilate it? Should I paint myself white so the white can accept me? Should I paint myself in black to smile with the black? Should I remove my eyes so I can start see? Should I be free to start migrating? Should I be removed the barriers that run across my field? Should I run so that I can be unreachable? Should I be raise my arm to close my feet? Should I beat my lid to hold my tears? Should I start being weak so they don't crush me? So I love so that can others don't hate me? So I start to forgive. Should I heal my blossom? But there it was in a body, no wonder mine, demanding the space that is mine. The invisible without other shape than mine, that inherited yesterday. My color is no one the other than the day, the sun, the mountains, the soil. I arrived here in this meeting to retell a repeated story, the qualities and rights they had seeming in this table. And without answer, I waiting for my turn to talk. They had all and talking, but nobody has seen me. Thank you very much.
In honor of our mother, the earth, and all women from the four directions, and in remembrance of the sisters who suffered and died for the freedom of women, who died by violence at the hands of men. Our role as women is as fragile and as strong as the earth. We are connected in our blood that flows into the earth. It is our blood that makes us strong. Our veins become contaminated with toxins and pollutants that are pouring into the earth. How will women clean her veins and keep her blood strong? Stop. Just stop. Stop spinning. Stop running to catch something you'll never catch. Peace. Peace of heart. Peace of mind. Earth has a rhythm. Your heart has a rhythm. Listen. Listen to your heart. The mind is represented as one of the four expressions without concessions to the body, spirit, and emotions. Humans are failing miserably at balancing in the midst of the chaos that has been created by a vast industrialized planet, gone crazy with need, the need to be, the need to do, the need to see, the need to feel. Rather than deal with what is real, they build a surreal reality. Mothers are crying. Mothers are dying. Children are crying. Children are dying. Bulldozed over, scattered to the winds, raped, beaten, imprisoned, tortured. Stop. Stop. Stop it. Healing is a process. One heartbeat at a time, and if we listen, we can hear ourselves telling us what we need. For me, it was forgiveness for the hatred that sunk into my bones as a little child and festered into anger and finally erupted through my skin, bleeding out the poison from years of holding the pain of being hated and treated with disdain. Just for being. And I washed away that hatred with forgiveness. And I washed away that hatred with prayer. And I wash away the hatred every day. And I have a chance today to wash away the hatred in this place. And I have to thank, Carmela will be coming up this evening. I have to thank her and Dagna and the group that worked with them on the reconciliation project, because I'm a survivor of residential school. And they did a documentary called Indian Road. The only way that reconciliation can happen is between two people and when they forgive. I have a younger generation that I'm able to speak to and look at eye to eye. We can walk together. There's no money involved, just talking. And that's what we're doing tonight. Thank you very much for all of you who have come here and all the supporters that keep on listening, and let's take back our radio. You can check it out, takebackourradio.blogspot.com. So I'm going to pass off the mic to the next programmer who's up. Thank you very much for coming. With CKLN 88.1 FM at one time. Now I'm here with Take Back Our Radio. So keep listening in. You've got a great night from 5 to 10. We got programmers that are going to come and bring their message about women, international women's programming, coming to you right here down at the Premier Imperial Pub. I can't get that name right. All right, let's keep on moving on and have a great evening.